The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
The Jeff Ruby Stakes Day edition of the Notorious OTB on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Head to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100 times in NBA, NHL, college basketball, and more. Sign up today using promo code SGPN to get a 100% deposit match. We're also brought to you by SGPN subscriber-only March Madness Bankroll Challenge. Free to enter, and up to $2,000 in prizes. Enter today at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/madness, and we're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com. Use code SGPN and get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. Welcome, everybody, to the Notorious OTB, brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. And, folks, as always,
it's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream.
We used to read Blood Horse Magazine. I got my Cuban
link. Yes, Cuban B.
And I'm your host, Jay Sessions, the Wolf of Oakland.
I got ice all over my body looking like a snowman. Big rocks in the grill dancing like a slow jam. My chain's so heavy, I'm walking like an old man. Try me, you.
Welcome to the show, everyone, and joining me, second time on, so friend of the show status, which you're automatically friend of the show status. Anyone who's just nice to me gets friend of the show status. You might know her from her work with Trust the Profits, including the Thursday night cocktail lounge where they play Turfway. Ladies and gentlemen, making her second appearance, the Fox of Keeneland, Carson Blevin. Carson, what's going on?
Hello. Happy hump day.
Yeah, it's we're almost there. There's a lot of good racing this weekend between Turfway and Fairgrounds, and there's always good racing going on at Oaklawn. So you excited for any of these races this weekend?
I am looking forward to a couple of races, actually, scattered around. I will be at Turfway Park myself for the show.
Nice.
And I was actually initially headed to New Orleans for the Louisiana Derby day card. I've been rerouted, but that's okay. Looks like huge cards at both the tracks, so can't miss either one.
Right. Oh, so I want to say that it's to your credit that the cocktail lounge has been profitable playing Turfway Park. Is that true, or is that just am I just remembering well-placed smack talk?
No. I'm going to 100% take credit for any success at Turfway, and I will firmly deny any losing tickets.
There we go. I know. I came in. I went in with a big audacious trifecta swing whenever I played, and it did not come out. I am terrible at Turfway Park, so I am the perfect person for you to listen to. I'm the perfect person for you guys to listen to, because we're going to be talking about the Turfway Park Saturday. That's this Saturday, March 23rd, year of our Lord, 2024, all stakes pick five, which starts race eight. It's got the Rushaway, the Latonia, the Kentucky Cup Classic. It's a grade three, the Bourbonnet Oaks, and then the grade three Jeff Ruby stakes. That's right. The JRS squared, as I like to call it. I actually really like
it.
I really love the Jeff Ruby Stakes. It's a race that I really look forward to, that I think is kind of an underrated race. Are you a big fan of the Jeff Ruby Stakes?
I am a big fan of Jeff Ruby himself, Jeff Ruby Steakhouse, and the Jeff Ruby Stakes. This is just a great wild card to throw in here on the Derby Trail to see how these horses will handle the enigma that is Turfway Park on the dirt road prep.
Hey, and this is the prep that brought you a Kentucky Derby winner not that long ago. I mean, you had Rich Strike come out of the old Jeff Ruby. So we're going to take a look at this all stakes. Yeah, that's right. Because
Two Phil's getting right up there. So,
yeah. I'm a big fan of playing synthetic tracks. I don't know what it is about it. It's just they always seem a little bit more fun to handicap. They always seem to play a little bit more true to the pace, which is a little bit nice. You know, it sucks to like nail a race on the pace and then have, you know, horses just burn it out on the front end because they're actually,
quit. And then you get that one coming from way outside that you didn't see at all. It's
right. Yeah. It's, and for some reason, I think it's the camera angle. Like I can never figure out where anyone is coming from on this track at any time. With that all being said, we're going to try to tell you who's going to win this all stakes pick five that starts race eight. Post time for race eight, 4:13 Eastern, 3:13 God's time, and 1:13 specific time out on the specific coast for race eight there. Let's go ahead. Let's dig in. Let's talk race eight, the 8.5 furlong, $250,000 Rushaway Stakes. I thought the Rushaway was a wonky pace because I don't think there's a ton actually signed on in this race that wanted to really go to the front. And I thought the pace kind of looks pretty slow. And if that's the case, I think it's wide open on the front end, and I'm going to take any horse I consider worth a damn that should be forwardly placed on the ticket here. What did you think of this race?
Same for me here. I felt like this could come out a lot of different ways here. Even with the scratch, well, not the scratch, I should say. Blue Eyed George is cross-entered, and he will be going to the other track he has entered for the weekend, which would be Fairgrounds. So even with him coming out of the race, that doesn't really change your pace scenario or lack thereof, I should say. Everybody just seems to sort of want to sit just off the pace, you know, two or three wide. I don't really have a huge standout here, so I'm going to be interested to see if we get another scratch, if Carl with an R will get in with this 14 draw. So,
yeah, it's right now the 13 draws in the old Belias, but you hit the nail right on the head there. It's not like the pace dynamic actually changes with old Belias drawing back in because it's just another stalking horse. Mm-hmm. I went three deep. I'm going to go ahead and give you my top pick that I want to hear yours. Six Tireless, 12-1. I mean, Fletcher, Saez, St. Elias, and Rapi. This price is likely coming down. I will admit that. But this is such an evenly matched field that I don't think you can get away with leaving Tireless off your ticket with the projected trip that I think this horse gets. Who was your top pick?
My top pick here is actually the 8. I'm on Neat. I don't really know that I have a convincing argument for you other than I'll pull for Javi Castellano. It's an Atrus horse. He seems to like to sit off. He rates well. Going a mile and a 16th, he's done it before. I liked his last work times. Nothing that would make me like say, yes, for sure, this is my single for the day, but I would definitely use this horse here.
I'm not gonna say second choice, but another one of the horses that I am using is the 8 Neat. I don't know why I always consider these Houston shippers dangerous. And plus it's got some distance in the back class over turf as well, you know, and over yielding turf. And now instead of Raylu Gutierrez, who, by the way, love Raylu. This is a pro Raylu pod. Yes. But gets JJ, gets Javier Castellano up in the irons by constitution, and it should handle the all weather pretty well, because it seems like that that constitution, that tappet line seems to like the stuff running in the potpourri. I don't know, at 5-1 it makes sense. I think it was B Jersey. Whenever B Jersey burned me in the Met Miles, when I was officially just like, I'm never overlooking another Houston shipper ever again.
And now that they're not televised to the rest of the world, it's sort of like they're kind of like this underdog by defect, because you don't get to see a lot of the performances unless you're pulling up the videos through certain apps after the fact. But you can't watch these races live where I am. It's kind of difficult to kind of stay on top or get a pulse for what's going on with those horses there too. So maybe we can get even a little bit more than 5-1 and use them and get a strong paying vertical here.
I agree. And the last horse I used was the 10 Legree at 12-1. Legree won't be on the lead by the first call likely, but take a look at this, take a look at this one to make a middle move to take the lead, especially with this cold pace in front of it.
Retains Loverboy, Jareth Loveberry, who was up last out at Fairgrounds and won in the slot. I really like Legree here to make that middle move on the backstretch and try to force the issue here. And if that's the case with what this pace kind of looks like, I could see maybe Legree tipping away from the second call.
You're speaking my Amore language here. City Light Baby out of a Tappet Mare and J Love in the special sauce. I'd definitely be using this one here. And the other one I went to briefly here was Detoria up for the Jonathan Thomas. Has been over synthetic before, has been at Turfway before. I would never count Mr. Thomas out.
All right. Who else did you have? Was that everybody?
Let's see. I had, I was curious about this 14 coming in to see if it would change the dynamic a little bit, just to maybe tweak my final picks. And then the Axeman and Brad Cox duo has been dynamic. The horse is at Turfway, has been out at Turfway, won at Turfway, two in a row. So I think that that's another use here.
Yeah, I get in on some Axeman, Brad Cox combination. The Cox Axe, whatever that could be. Let's just not even touch that one and move on. All right. Race 9 is the next one. 8.5 furlongs, $250,000 Latonia Stakes. But before we get into that, got to get a word in from our good friends at Us. That's right, Us. The SGPN subscriber only March Madness contest is up and happening. It's a free contest to enter and only open to subscribers of SGPN shows. For every SGPN show you're subscribed to, you'll get bonus credits to use in the contest. It's a bankroll style contest, winner take all, for a $1,000 prize or $2,000 if you're subscribed to Sports Gambling Podcast Patreon. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/madness. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/madness. We're also brought to you by Cut, who's a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Peer-to-peer social betting is a new and better way to bet directly against your friends or other users on sports, politics, pop culture, and other events with verifiable outcomes, plus tons of social features that give the feel of a betting social network. I got to get on there on Cut because I can make my own bets, and you better believe I'm going to have some cross-species parlays set up that you can get in on Cut. So download Cut today in the App Store over at cut.com. That's K-U-T-T, and use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. And, of course, we're brought to you by our good friends at Underdog Fantasy. It's the easiest place to play fantasy sports. It's also the fastest-growing fantasy app in the industry. Play their pick'em game where you pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players to build a pick'em entry. So, what are you going to do on your tickets tonight? I'll tell you what, I'm always a pessimist. Just go lower on everything. Everything lower. No one is going to do anything significant today. Go lower on your pick'em here and sign up today with promo code SGPN and get your first deposit double up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find the app store, and don't forget to register with my promo code SGPN to get the first deposit double up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org. All right, and let me get a quick rehydration break in. I had to try to describe, I think it was Crystal Conning. I was talking to Crystal Conning and I had to try to describe what a Bone Thugs was. I was like, it's like a barbershop quartet, but if they rapped.
Yeah.
From the 90s.
But they had a good, background melody also. It wasn't just straight rap,
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, they could harmonize. They could. Yeah. It was a weird harmonizing thing that they did. I'll tell you what. For my dollars, they give Boys to Men a run for their money. That's not true. All right. Race 9, the 8.5 furlongs, $250,000 Latonia Stakes. I know I'm going to be spread stupid wide in some legs in this sequence, and I think I've found a horse that should benefit from the pace setup. And here I am. I'm breaking my New Year's resolution and I'm singling a closer.
I'm singing. I want to mingle.
You want to mingle?
Yeah.
We had a good run. I almost made it a whole quarter of 2024 with my resolution here. But I am singled. Are you as bold as me, or do you think this is a wide open race?
To me, initially, this is just a 2-horse race, with slight nod to one due to rider. And then I did have one wild card that I might throw in there if I was going to make a heavier ticket.
Yeah, I thought I just had to go ahead and make the play. I'm going to spill the beans on who my single is. Here we go. I even had a sound drop for him. That's right. The two, Chop Chop. They want Chop Chop. They love Chop Chop. Yes, 3-1 for Chop Chop. Second choice on the board. And this horse looks reinvigorated after moving on to the all weather for Brad Cox here, and won the Wintergreen last out over the surface, 3-2-1-0. So never missed the exacta and 1-2-3. Apparently the combo of the Axeman and Brad Cox is hot, turns out. So they're hitting at 23%. So for me, I just had to betray everything that I said I wasn't going to be this year, and just single a closer. And that's Chop Chop, which we know how they feel about Chop Chop. Carson, what'd you think of this race?
I really just couldn't. This was very close to being a single for me. Like I said, I would have pulled in a couple other, probably one obvious to cover my insecure ticket structure, and then maybe one wild card if I wanted a heavy ticket. But Chop Chop's essentially been getting paid workouts for the last 3 starts at Turfway, and she loves this track. And exactly like you said, very confident, very strong finishing out. I don't think the distance is going to be a problem for her here. Botanical had a little bit longer off. The last time Botanical ran, she faced Chop Chop and beat her. But we were cut back to a mile. So I think Chop Chop getting that extra 16th, she'll be able to close the deal. My one wild card here was going to be Mr. Motion's Marksman Queen in the 3-hole. I know shipped in from Euro Shipper, and then has run just a couple times at GP, but she did like the synthetic when she did. They pulled it off the turf. I think it was her first start here in the States, and seemed to like the surface. So, but not having run at Turfway, this I think gives the edge to Chop Chop.
I looked at this one. Sorry, I had to cough there. I looked at this one pretty in depth too, and it was, I had to just say no at some point, basically to adding more horses. I can make a case for about 4 or 5 different ones. This one is definitely one of them. Yeah. Stakes winner on the all weather 4-3-1-0. I like that one quite a bit too. You using anyone else?
No, not all on right. One. Sorry.
All right. Race 10, 9 furlongs, $300,000, the Kentucky Cup Classic Stakes. This race, I'm going to stay true to my roots. I think it blows up, so I'm using every single closer that's worth a damn. That's right. I'm back on my New Year's resolution as of this race, and pretending that single in the last one didn't happen. I went 4 deep here. And I'm getting really good prices on all but one of them. One being the one, Surly Furious, who's, 7-2 for a good reason, probably has the biggest closing kick in the field. It's a solid second choice here on the money line, on the morning line. Glenn Wismer has been hot with this one at Turfway so far, and it looks like they let this one race into shape, and it's in, pretty good form. Would I call it my top pick? I'm not sure, because I've got some more flashy odds out here. Who all do you like, Carson?
This is actually one I was going to single a leg here on a skinny ticket. Synthetic is Wolfie Dynaghost World, and we're just living in it. So I still like this horse at 6 years old. He can get the distance. He's done it many times. Likes Turfway. I'm going with him. Yeah.
Wolfie's Dynaghost. So I have a really conflicted relationship with Wolfie's Dynaghost because I try to stay away from all horses with wolf in the name because it's very much a double-edged sword for me, because if it does win, then people will say, oh, you just picked it because of the name. And if it, you know, if it wins and I'm not on it, they're like, why didn't you pick it? It's your name. And it's like, you can't have it. I can't have this both ways. So I completely stay away from them. I don't even fuck with them at this point because of that. Here, let me give you some of the prices I like. I like the 2 Verstappen. This is likely to come down to 10-1. Either that, or I'm just thinking of how dominant Verstappen is in F1, and I'm factoring that into the price somehow. But this one also has a closing kick that I'm looking for, and the past performance that indicate the horse definitely likes the all weather. Brendan Walsh has never missed the exacta with this horse in 3 starts on the all weather with 2 turns. And then my huge price is the 7 Curlin's Malibu at 30-1. I absolutely love Curlin babies taking their first steps on all weather. That is a Hall of Fame dirty little pig boy angle.
Little pig boy.
Can I get the definition?
Little pig boy. He's that pathetic, dirty bitch baby mistress gets to stand on.
So this horse was racing last out at Chucktown. And you might think, what can I learn from a 7-furlong race at Chucktown? Well, I learned that the horse really likes 2 turns. So I think this horse is going to do well going 2 turns. And, you know, if I'm right about the pedigree, it could be a sneaky one at a massive price here. So I like the 7 Curlin's Malibu. The last one I'll use is a Tone. I mean, that's a very accomplished turfer that feels like it's a bit disrespected with this morning line. And it should take more money than the morning line. It's an end of mischief baby, so it's another pedigree. In fact, if you were to look at the all-weather sires list of who has the most earnings from their progeny, it's right now it's end of mischief is number 1. So I think I saw that on Blood Horse, by the way. So I do occasionally still dabble with Blood Horse. I like a Tone at 10-1. Who else did you have?
I spent a good bit of time reading all about Curlin's Malibu because I couldn't believe the price here. I assume it's because jockey and trainer are just not as well respected as others on the card, or I'm not really sure. I felt his past performances were definitely overlooked just by him coming up short in the 7-furlong race, which makes no sense since we're going 1 1/8. I would definitely give him a shot here, obviously with his pedigree and then his past performances. He can get the 2 turns. He can get the distance. I also like Luis Saez on Mr. Arnold's Cellist. Second to Wolfie's Dynaghost before on the synthetic. Has run over the surface here, likes the surface here. I'm sorry. I felt like I got burned too much in the past on Verstappen, but if anybody can get this horse there, it's Decky. So, I can see why he's well-liked, and I agree that he will drop from 10-1. My only question is, I think that Atone is not getting the respect because Mr. Maker hasn't been performing that well this season. Fair. But he will show up for stakes races. So, you might be able to get a little bit longer price because people are thinking, oh, he's fade, and then he's missing, you know, I guess, underestimated, to say the least, and spoils the party.
There we go. Did you know I was a cellist from the grades 3 through 6? That's right.
Really? Do you still have your cello?
No, it was the public school took the cello back at the end of every year. There was no summer celloing for me. It's probably why I don't do it anymore, is because I never got to make that summer.
Public service by public schools to remove it from your possession.
That's right. Yeah, probably. I was not the best cellist. But you could see the best cellist, maybe, with the Game Time app. That's right. Have you ever been stressed out trying to find last-minute tickets to cool things like maybe like a concerto or something with a cellist or, you know, sports? Well, don't be stressed anymore. Use the Game Time app because buying tickets to your favorite event shouldn't be stressful. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all sports, music, comedy, and theater near you. And they got killer deals on last-minute tickets. Listen, there's all sorts of stuff going on. If you just pick up your app, scroll through there, you can find all sorts of great last-minute things happening near you, and you'll have flash deals and last-minute tickets. And also, you can even get images of your seat so you know that you're not sitting behind a steel girder or something, because that's the kind of stupid shit that I would do. I can check myself here with the Game Time app. So, remember, Game Time is the place for last-minute ticket deals, and it's the fastest-growing ticketing app in the country for a reason. Snag the tickets without the stress with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code CFBX for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code CFBX for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last-minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. And we are also brought to you by Champs. Champs is hosting a free March Madness bracket contest for a chance to win $1,000. Plus, if you host your own March Madness pool on Champs, you'll get an extra free entry into the bracket contest. Tiebreakers are determined by who enters first, so make sure to register now so you don't miss out. Head to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/champs. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/champs. And as always, brought to you by the good nerds at Hall of Fame Bets, who want you to win bigger by betting smarter this NBA season with Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting analytics platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Research every NBA and soccer bet with historical stats and data. Stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit HOFBets.com. Use code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching, start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. And forgive me, I've got to get a brief rehydration interlude in.
Yo, I just bought a dinosaur like Nicolas Cage. Hey, what happened? Hey, what's going on?
All right, we are moving on to race 11, 8.5 furlongs, $300,000 the penultimate leg. If you think Alpine Princess is beatable here, then you probably think that the race will melt down on the front end for an off-pace ride. I can squint and reason with myself enough to do that in the name of tossing chalk off of my ticket. And I'm settling in on three horses who could come from off the pace in this one. Did you think the Alpine Princess was also beatable and, you know, maybe had to take the same path to beat her?
It is Turfway. Anyone is beatable. So, yes, I did have a couple others that I looked at here. let me see. So many young ones, very lightly raced young ones. So not a lot to go off of past performances here. The Christophe Clement horse, You Know Nothing. You Know Nothing, Jon Snow, was interesting. And I also looked at, much to my dismay, this the Moving On Up, because the song cued in my head and now it's been an earworm for most of the day, with Piskitza Up. And it is Safi Joseph, and it's by Accelerate, who we've just, you know, kicked to the curb and evicted from stallion status, so he'll probably start to have a sling of winners.
So the ones that I keyed in on, I think this probably the six Band of Gold, I'll say, is going to be my top pick for Kenny McPeat. It's taking its first step on all weather, and it won at Oakland Park at this distance in the slot, coming from off the pace. I like the horse's chances shipping into a track that I consider to be a little bit more of an off-pace favoring, like Oakland Park has been, you know, in the routes. And I think it also ran into a buzzsaw in a Lemon Muffin last out. Then no one was catching Lemon Muffin in that race. I'll see, it's the 7th trial at 10-1. Improved stretching out a half furlong last time. Now it gets an additional 2 furlongs in this start. It was able to close from 5 back in the sprint race at 5-1 after encountering trouble in the backstretch. That's some resiliency right there. I like seeing that, especially with the horses stretching out. And then I use the 10 Everland at 10-1. This one's a winner going two turns over the local track, and it looks like another one that's being raced into shape. The win two back might have taken the starch out of the horse and, you know, in the last performance. And I think that's worth using on a bounce back angle, even with zero works since January 27th at 10-1. I still want Everland on my ticket.
Very nice. Yeah, I didn't spend a lot of time on Everland there. And I like that spot. I also thought that Winnable being entered here was to favor the run for Band of Gold. So I like the Band of Gold choice as well.
All right. Well, you got anyone else? If not, we're on to the big one.
The
one where we hope to cap off a ticket that wins generational wealth, that lets us talk to the help like this.
Hey, don't rub on that. You block that. You understand? That's alpaca. That's $25,000 alpaca. You block that shit. Right. You don't rub on. Put the club soda on there.
Let's just say this to your wife's family at Thanksgiving.
Hide the money, y'all. There's poor people around. With your broke ass.
I'm talking real money. Cash money.
Are we on a mandatory this weekend? Is it a mandatory on this series?
Since it's just that special all stakes pick five, I would assume that it is. I hope that it is. I hadn't seen if they're seeding the pool or anything with it, but I think it's probably a mandatory payout, carry it over. It's the 9 furlong $700,000 Ruby Stakes, the JRS squared, the old stakes. I love this. I literally love this race just because of I think the stakes is hilarious, and I'm really, really that nerdy about it. But man, this is a wide open race, and I'm going to attack it from multiple angles here. And when I say that, what I mean is other races I've been looking at. Okay, I think it's a closer. Let me spread out with a few closers. Well, now I've just got a couple scenarios of maybe what happens. I'm spread out with a bunch of different run styles, and then I've got a little hunch play in here. Was there anyone that you felt confident about that you're looking at, or are you bomb shopping too?
I am bomb shopping, and I am very interested in seeing Lucky Jeremy essentially wheel back to this. I know it's been a month already, but from the Sunland Derby, I really liked how he finished there, and I'm interested to see how he goes over this surface. He seems to like it. He's had a huge work here just a couple days ago. I'm curious about this guy coming back. And I feel like this race is also, you know, it's like the Derby Dreamers. They want to get points. They want to dance the dance. And I think that it makes this race, that much more interesting.
Yeah. I actually really love Lucky Jeremy here. I mean, I love Gerardo Corrales for one. Speaking of the Sunland Park, this is a sneaky little angle that a friend of the show, Titan of Litigation, Tim Stedman, taught me, which is horses coming in from like Zia and Sunland coming in from the higher elevation, you know, that have been training at that higher elevation seem to run back well. By looking at Lucky, who is sired by the same Curlin Smart Strike. So hopefully it's this Smart Strike line that's good with all weather. Yeah, I like Lucky Jeremy quite a bit. And then I also use two other prices, but I want to hear who else you had first.
I am also here for the coach, Dwayne Lucas, and Seize the Gray. And this horse has just matured by leaps and bounds. I doubt we will get a price with all the my racehorse money on him here. But good for this horse for trucking along and maturing the way he has and giving him a shot here over the synthetic. Obviously, everybody's rooting for an Arrogate to get to the Derby. And he's just really improved massively since I've saw him run at Ellis Park last year. So now, as far as the other ones, a little bit outside, But Triple Espresso is here. I know he was cross-centered as well, but we're going. It's the St. Elias Stable, Ripley Stable duo ownership here. Omaha Beach, baby. I think that he's here because they want to get the points. And I don't think that they would send him up if he wasn't ready.
Right.
I know that it's way outside, but we're going a mile and an eighth in his turf way.
Right. Right. So I had two more that I settled on. I used the four noted, who's the other Pletcher Rapoli course. This one's not the St. Elias. It's just the straight up Rapoli. So it'll be in the Mets blue and orange. Mike Rapoli is just on a mission to win fucking everything right now. So I think this is the horse that size is in town for, despite the fact that he's entered in almost every single race. Like, talk about size coming in and not just like Hollywood, big shot in Hollywood, literally riding the entire card. Despite the fact that he's entered every single race, I think that this is the mount. And it will come from off the pace for Pletcher if the thing heats up too much for Lucky Jeremy. So if Lucky Jeremy can't do it on the front, then I think Noted is a horse that could do it from a little bit off the pace. And then I used I'm big on the 8 Otello. I love the Curlin baby first on all wet angle. That's a big time dirty little pig boy angle.
Little pig boy comes from the dirt. He's a weaselly little mud grub who needs to be stood on. Little pig boy.
And if I get Otello with a jock that I trust, and I get a trainer that I trust in Christophe Clement, and I don't know what color Christophe's pants will be, but I hope it's a bright hue. So I need someone to get eyes on this, because if it's something a bright hue, maybe a pastel for the Easter season, then I need to know, because I will bet the house, not literally. I will bet more than I normally would on Otello, because when Christophe wears a like a nice salmon hued chino, just look the fuck out.
Yes, this is going to be a prop bet. I will be at Turfway. I will be looking out for the pants color of Monsieur Clément, and if he is in at Turfway in person, then yes, please put all your money on this horse, because he's there for a reason too. And then, you know, going from the bounce angle, first time in a mile and a 16th up against a crazy field. I don't know why the Holy Bull ended up so wild, but it did. Give him the bounce and I think he can perform well here.
It's a really, I want to say that someone like the perfect trip is probably the Lucky Jeremy trip, right? Like, that seems to be the way that it sets up. You have a little bit of like wants to go to the front with like Northern Flame and with like West Saratoga. I think, yeah, I'm not making that up. West Saratoga wants to be Fordley Place. So yeah, it's hell. Baytown Chatterbox is another one that's even worth a look at the number 11, which I don't even know what the odds on Baytown Chatterbox are. I see the Brisnet Prime Power is 14th. So
they are 30-1, and I actually have this one as an alternate, so it's funny that you mention it. And I would love nothing more than for the McEntee family to have a Derby runner, because, and I would never count Alvin Jimenez out. He rides excellent at Turfway. Yeah. I looked at his past performances, and obviously it's sort of like a home field advantage. You have the home field jockey, home field horse, home field trainer. It's just, yeah, I just thought, okay, if all the stars align for them, this would just be such a great team to root for.
Right. All right. Well, that's it. That is the pick five. Let's go ahead and wrap up our tickets. I'll go ahead and go first. In the first leg, race 8, 6, 8, 10. And then in the second leg, race 9, we were a stone cold single. Two, chop, chop. Third leg, we were 1, 2, 7, 8. Fourth leg, 6, 7, 10. And the last leg, 3, 4, 8. It was a $54 ticket at the 57th. Carson, what about you?
I am race 8, 5, 8, 9. in race 9. I'm going to do the skinny ticket just for sake of time. Single to the 2. In race 10, single to the 3. In race 11. Sorry, I didn't prepare well enough to put all of my numbers on one page for easier reference later on.
It's cool. You're not the first. Don't worry.
I know. Terrible. Oh my gosh. Race 11, I have 1, 5, 6, and 8. And then race 12, I got 3, 8, 9. And then if you want to go super wide here, include the 11 and the 14.
All right. I like it. Carson, let everyone know where they can follow you and where they can catch your live stream.
We live stream for Trust the Profits every Thursday, currently firing at Turfway Park while this meet is active. And we do a YouTube live stream, and Trust the Profits is also on Twitter. And then I also shoot stakes races for Eclipse Sportswire. And do freelance photography. So I'll shoot the sales, stakes races, morning workouts, babies, if you got foals, not human babies, just the horse babies.
How many like brand new parents have you had to turn down before for that? Just be like, no, I don't want to see I don't want to see your flipping child. Get out of here.
I do humans. Yeah. It makes me really uncomfortable.
Right. I don't want to be around your newness. Get out of here.
Too fragile.
That's right. All right. That's going to do it for us. We will be back tomorrow when, of course, we'll be looking at the fairgrounds and their Saturday big Louisiana Derby card. So catch us tomorrow with more Notorious OTV, brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. You have a good night.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.